here we are.
Now you've got me shell-shocked to do a show opening because I know you're going to chuckle at me, Frank.
It's not you, dude. It started out as nervous energy.
There's no way you'd be nervous. We're at 158 of these things.
Well, it started out as nervous energy. Now it's just a ridiculous habit that I have. Plus I think of, you know, funny things like that you could never dare say on air when we go on, and it's like I'm, you know, trying to hold down the Tourette syndrome.
Welcome to day four, number 158, man. Frank Scalish, where we're going to talk about bass fishing
or something similar.
Dude, we are both in a mood.
100%.
Like I could tell, I got a couple things going on. And I think you might have a couple of things going on too, because you were, what is the word? Isn't despondent. The word isn't distraught. Pissed might be the word.
Yeah. Confused, angry, hostile. No, not hostile.
you're trying to get some stuff. Just the fishing in your neck of the woods is not ideal right now, based on Mother Nature, is basically the gist of your angst, or the crux of your angst.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, here, look, there's lakes that are going off right now, but everybody knows it, and they're crowded, and I'm not going there, which is to my detriment. You know what I mean? Because obviously you go fishing to catch fish, but I'm not going there. Matt, you got to see.
No, hostile. Letting people know, hostile Frank is not a good Frank.
But you've got to experience a lake here on a day where there was three events going on the same very lake.
Just anywhere you made a cast, even if you had your own water, you were seeing 15 to 30 other boats at any given time.
Right. And so I avoid that like the plague. For 12 years of my bass fishing career, and Matt, you know this, you fight for every square foot of water you can get. And so you're always fighting over real estate. So now, because now I fish for recreation and of course my job, I don't want to fight for water. So I avoid it. So some of the choices that I make are not
smart. You do risky stuff instead of go for the sure thing, because the payoff is going to be better if you hit the lone ranger move instead of kind of knowing what to expect getting in with the crowd. It's like kind of going to the state fair versus a county fair.
Yeah, 100%, I guess. I don't have a state fair, so I don't know.
Wait, Ohio doesn't have a state fair?
They may. I don't know about it.
Wait a second. I would feel like the Ohio State Fair would be one of the top 10 fairs.
Yeah, we
in
have
the
a
country.
Fair. I just don't go to them. I just don't go to them.
Why it's not? You saw me at the Classic. I am a giant fan of a corn dog.
Yeah, and you had a giant of a corn dog at the Classic, I might
okay,
add.
We didn't have to describe that. I was
oh wait, this isn't late night. This isn't late night.
Listen, no, the dude, I wanted a corn dog. They had food trucks at the Classic. The only option was a footlong corn dog. Okay, Frank. So it wasn't like give me the footlong one. It was the only option for the corn dog.
100%. And it was mind blowing, because I actually can't stand corn dogs. Like, on my least favorite food chart, that is right up there with liver. I can't stand them.
Why?
I just hate them.
Do like chicken livers and gravy?
No, I don't do liver. I don't do liver.
Sauteed beef, liver, and onions?
Never. Can't stand it. I've eaten hearts, kidneys, lungs, all that stuff. I won't touch a liver.
Even if it's pureed?
Even if it's pureed. The other thing I won't eat is brains. I won't eat sweetbreads either. No brains.
Does head cheese count as brains?
Hell, I don't even know what that is.
Because I grew up eating head cheese. My dad is a big head cheese fan. It's basically you take a gelatin and then you pour the gelatin in a set that looks like a slice of meat. And then you take bits of ground up hog head and then you put it in the gelatin and let it set, and it's called head cheese. I'm surprised you don't know about that.
I don't eat that. I've eaten all kinds of different animals and crazy stuff, but I won't touch that. I won't eat brains. Nope.
You are losing fans over this corn dog revelation. Ken wants to know, do you hate America too?
No, I love America.
You just hate corn dogs. Well, he's saying it's impossible. Dogs. Yeah, if you love America, you got to love corn dogs because they're a staple.
No, no.
Mm-mm. You're being called bougie?
No, I'm not.
Clay?
I'm not bougie. Well, I'm not bougie. I eat like here, look, I grew up eating this animals that we shot.
I got
you know what I mean? I grew up hunting and fishing and ate everything we caught and brought home. And, you know, my mom's directly from Italy, and the food that she makes is true Italian food, not anything like you get in these ridiculous restaurants that call themselves Italian restaurants. It's not even close to the same. So I don't even eat Italian food unless my mom makes it.
That's fair. We were talking about something fishing related, I think.
Yeah, we were. And then we went down this wormhole.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about how you didn't like to go to the crowded lakes. And then I said county instead. And then, boom, we were off and running.
So my frustration level is beyond anything where it's been in a long time. I have literally been out three times and caught two bass. And I'm so aggravated, I can't even see straight. And last night we got probably 3/4 of an inch of rain. By the end of today, we'll have 1.5 inches. Tomorrow, we're going to get close to another 3/4. It's just been doing nothing but raining and flooding and everything here. And like I said, I have places I can go catch them, but I'm not going to play. I'm not playing that game. So I'm trying to reinvent some things here. And just to make a long, boring story short and boring. I went out yesterday and tried to force feed some smallmouth estuary fish, tried to force feed them in the mud. And here's how muddy it was. I had a black on black jig, which you could see about 4 inches under the water.
Oh, no.
And then I had a white spinnerbait, which you could see about 6 inches under the water.
And this is usually clear.
It's usually clear. And I wound up catching 1 4.5-pound smallmouth after, well, let me see, 8:39. 4.5-5 hours worth of fishing. There was a big, giant, broken concrete in about 4 feet of water ish.
Are you on the bank or in a boat?
In a boat.
Your boat. Okay. So you can see it.
Yeah. So there was this concrete block about 4 feet deep. And I was fishing a speed end, a Norman speed end, and I was throwing it in tropical shad. It happens to be a color in this place I was at. And I threw it on the rock and I cranked it down and I felt it crawl over the rock. I threw it back up there again. I cranked it down. I felt it crawl over the rock. I threw to the side of the rock. I threw to the other side of the rock. I threw back over top of the rock, cranked it down. Felt like I snagged a piece of grass. I leaned in on it a little bit and I got a head shake. So I got her. God telling you the truth, if this fish didn't head shake, I wouldn't have even known it was a fish. And so I get the smallmouth in. It's a good smallmouth. And I'm like, this is ludicrous. I got to go largemouth fishing. So I got the typical, you know, my jig, the lizard, my spine craw. And I go, you know, largemouth fishing and nada. And the place that I was at, like literally, if you don't go out and catch 20 or 30 bass largemouth, you're kind of not a good fisherman.
You don't listen to day 4.
Right. You don't listen to day 4. Well, I apparently forgot everything I ever said on day 4 because I couldn't catch them. And that's how the last three outings for me have been. And I'm coming unglued, man.
I did get it. I got an awesome message. So I'm going to Alabama for the Open. I didn't tell you this. So last week I got a message. So there's a 14-day off limits there, right? And I got an Instagram message from someone, and they wanted to give me a little help on Logan Martin. You know what some of their key advice was? You need to go back and rewatch some of these episodes with Frank Scalish. And you'll be just fine.
That is so excellent, man. You'll have to give me the episodes so I could watch. Maybe I'll have to go down there so I could catch something.
But how long before you think you're back in the game?
Well, I'm thinking we got another 3 or 4 days of solid rain. So who knows, man? Who knows?
But you didn't see anybody, and no one was hole poaching you.
Yeah, I know. And you know what the dumbest thing is? I'm driving there, and as I get closer to the boat ramps, here's what happens to my head when I'm driving somewhere. So I'm driving to the lake, and all the thoughts are going in my head, how I'm going to approach it, how I'm going to approach it, what I'm going to be doing. If this isn't working, I'm going to go to this. And I'm like, the mental Rolodex is going, okay? And then as I get closer to the ramp, my nerves start to amp up because I'm like, I always cross my fingers that there's not 50 freaking boats in the parking lot, okay?
Yeah.
So I go, I'm literally a mile from the boat ramp, and I go, oh, please, God, let me be the only one out here today. I don't want to fight for real estate. I don't want to have to go through this. Just please. And there was not a freaking boat in the parking lot. And I'm like, all right. You know what I mean? And then, of course, as soon as I got where I was going, I'm like, no wonder nobody's here. It's like we're having a flood, you know.
Hey.
But it was unbelievable, man. I was so pissed.
I do want to point out to everybody, so we are giving away 7 of the color number 7s to those who were not at the Bassmaster Classic Expo. We gave out right around, I think, 500 of these between 2 days.
Yeah.
It was awesome. But we're just taking random comments from the live show this morning. So at the end of the show today, you got to remind me this, Frank. I'll do a random comment. There's a way to do a random number generator or whatever. I have no clue how to do that. I'm not fancy on this. So we'll just do the scroll. And when you say whoever it's on, when you say stop.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Wins. I like it. It's fair.
I have a sucky fishing story too. Should I tell it, or do you want to dive into our topic for the day?
No, I think you should tell it because I have an OCD moment that occurred last night when I got home that I want to go through because my wife thinks I'm certifiable.
Now that your story's fresh in the head, you need to just follow, like everyone knows. Oh my gosh, Scott, if I land on you, it's out. It's got to be a intelligent comment that Frank and I will both deem as benefiting the show, not one word just to spam the
crowd
section. But that's a valiant effort,
man. I didn't mean to get, you got the fishing story, you go.
No, I want you to finish your story. Okay. So it's fresh in everybody's head. And
okay,
while Frank is telling the story, I just want this image of Frank I want that image of Frank to be in your head while you're finishing up this story.
I wish you never got that picture. That guy brought him. He made me sign one of them, and I didn't know he was going to give you one.
Oh, it's an every week thing.
Yeah, I'm tracking. So anyhow, so I got on LureNet. Okay, and this is how dumb. Because remember, I said I bought a ton of stuff on LureNet, and I forgot to use the BTL 24 code. So of course I got mocked like beyond belief about it. So I ordered a bunch of hot sauce, Norman NXS's. Okay. it's a color that I did. I love this color. It's great. And I wanted some. So I ordered them. Well, in my, while I was clicking through getting them, they had a color release on some of these come out. And so I started buying a bunch of NXSs. Okay. Long and short of it is, I forgot. Yesterday when I came home from fishing, I was scrambling to, you know, get the batteries on charge, mm-hmm. get the boat covered, because the weather was, it was already starting to drizzle when I got home, and I knew we were in for it. So I'm like frantic, and I run in the house, and there's a box on the floor. It's open. So I go, "Hey babe, what did you get?" She goes, "Oh, that's not mine. It's yours. I opened it by mistake." I said, "Okay, no problem." She goes, "It's from LureNet." I go, "No problem. I got to get outside. I got stuff to do." So I go back out there. I finish covering up the boat. I get everything done, and I go in the house, and she had made dinner, and I was running late. So everything was done when I got home. So she's like, "We could eat anytime you want." And I had grabbed the box of lures and a crankbait rod that I got to re-spool and brought them downstairs. Well, I opened the box. The box was open, but I grabbed some of the boxes that were in the box and I opened them, and I'm like, "Oh my God, these are my NXS colors." You know what I mean? So, so of course now I'm like, I'm eating like I got a shovel and I'm shoveling food in my mouth, 'cause I want to get down there and go through my NXSs. So long and short of it is, the long and short of it is, she's saying something to me. I'm not even, honestly, I'm not hearing it. It's like Charlie Brown parents talking. I have no idea what's coming out of her mouth. All I know is I've got a shit pile of NXSs, and my Norman boxes have become a dumping ground, because I'll get something and I'll open a box. I go, "I got room in there," and I throw it in there. And that's, you all know, that's not how I work. So I calm down, I sit down, and I go, "Tomorrow after the show, I'm going to get in the boat, pull all my Norman boxes out, and I'm going to get all my NXSs that I got thrown everywhere, and I'm going to separate them tomorrow after today's show. I'm good with that." So we sit down on the couch, and by this time it's already getting fairly late. We sit down on the couch and I go, I'll be right back." She's like, "Where are you going?" I go, "It stopped raining for a minute. I got to get in my boat." So I undo the cover. I go in there. I grab every Norman box in my boat out. I run them in. I put them downstairs. I run back outside. I cover up the boat. And I go, "Okay, everything's in the house. So if it's raining tomorrow, everything's in the house. I'm good." I sit back down. And she goes, "Okay, there's this movie I want to watch." And I go, "Hold on, I'll be right back." And I go downstairs and Frankie calls me. And so I got him on speakerphone and I'm tearing all the NXSs out of every box that they're not supposed to be in, piling them all up. I get them all done and I'm like, "I hope I have another 3,700 box or the big one, not the little one, the big one.
The deep one."
Well, it's not a deep one because the only thing in it's NXSs. My DD22 box is the deep one. Because those big fat body baits. But anyway, I start tearing in them and I start pulling hooks off of the ones, and because I don't store them with hooks on them, I start pulling the hooks off. I put them in the box. I'm making this box. Everything is everything. And then I'm like, "Oh shit, I don't have any beer. I have no beer. I got to go get beer. Holy crap. But I got to finish what I'm doing." And I'm like, boo, 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 like major OCD. Right. So I finally get them done and I'm happy. I have my NXS boxes right here. So what I have is this shelf right here is all my hand painted ones that are not out yet. Okay. These are coming out. They're not out yet. So I can't show you those. So I got my NXS box done. I'm going to open it up and try not to dump them everywhere. because I'm proud of this box.
Yeah, that's a good looking crankbait box, Frank.
It's fabulous. So I'm really proud of this.
Be careful. Don't show that bottom row.
Oh, I don't care. So there it is. Okay. There's the NXS box. It's all good to go. And so, you know, I was like, I'm really happy. There's some colors in here that they have that I'm so tickled about, like Envy, because Envy is a really good color on some of the clear grass lakes and stuff. So I'm really like, I'm happy. So I don't think anything about it. All I know is I'm done with this box. All my Normans are in meticulous order. I'm running to the gas station. I'm going to go buy some beer. So I come upstairs and she goes, "You've been down there for 2 hours. And I'm like, "I know, I'll be right back," I said. She's like, "Where are you going now?" You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm like, "I got to go to the gas station. Babe, do you need anything while I'm there?" You know what I mean? But that's unfortunately, that's how my sick brain, if I have a tackle issue, I have to do it now.
Yeah, no, everything is immaculate in your boat. When I fished with you, I mean, like anything you show on the show, like it is not like that for the show. And then in reality, we got a Jeff Creed issue going on. Like I know. It is to the point where when I was digging around in your stuff, I was a little nervous because, like, I mean, I could tell you were like, "Hey, let's not dig around too much of that." Because it's got, I mean, everything is, or I mean, it's very impressive.
Yeah, it's all labeled too. So it's in this box. It's called this. It's in the upper left corner of that box. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But anyhow, it was just one of those things. So now I'm so happy that it's done, and I actually could sleep. You know what I mean? Because if I didn't do it, I'd have done it at 1 o'clock.
I thought you were going to be out there on the river and be like, "Oh, I need those NXSs. The smallies in this mud are going to chew it," and then realize that all of your Norman crankbaits were still inside.
Oh, no. I took them in last night and did it last night. Like, no. But I blew up a reel, so I had to.
That happens.
I was so pissed. You know how you get a tiny loop in the reel? And then you rifle a long cast out, and that loop.
Maintenance cast.
Yeah, exactly. And the loop hits the
I've always felt like that, like, totally weakens the line right there.
Well, it's completely severed the loop, so I'm like how much line could it possibly, dude? It was like half the reel.
I don't know how you could make a small cast and, like you said, get a loop or a backlash 3/4 of the way through your spool. Like, physically, like, if someone could explain to me how the hell that happens.
Yeah. Well, I think the line loosens up as you throw it. You know what I mean? If the spool spins faster than your cast, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
Anyway, what the heck? You got a fishing story, dude. I'm all ears.
I'm kind of debating on how I want to tell this story, because the best version really throws juice under the bus.
Oh,
yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with that version.
Throw them under the bus. I'm trying to clean this stupid marker off my screen. Anyway,
yeah, you literally have Sharpie on your screen.
Yeah, I'm like an idiot.
So I get a call yesterday. You know him, my good buddy. You talk about him on the show. Juice. We'll just leave it at Juice. We'll just leave it there for Juice's sake. And he calls, and there's, you know, there's a bunch of lakes in the area where I live now, but I've really only dove into the Shawnee Twin Lakes jackpot. So I'm like, "Oh, we'll check out." He's like, "Oh, I saw on Facebook they have a jackpot on this lake on Wednesday nights." And I'm like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Does it say it's open?" He's like, Yeah, totally open. We can do it. And I said, "Where do you do it?" He goes, "I'm on my way home from work." I said, "Well, just come to my house. I got everything we need. And we'll go out and we'll jump in the jackpot." And you know how it is. The very first jackpot when you show up, everybody, if you're the new guy, because I've done it on Thunderbird, I've done it on other lakes, where you're like, "Who the hell are they?" Especially if they show up in a freaking fancy boat. So, I mean, I'm showing up in a wrap 23 Bass Cat, stack 12s on the front, power brakes on the back. Like, it's hard. You know what I mean? And I mean, there's a couple other nice boats here. Anyway, tournament director, super nice, explains the whole system to us. We get in. Most of the guys have already launched and have it up against the deal. And I've got the new truck. So everyone's like waiting for the little pre-tournament meeting where they just standing there next to the ramp. And it's kind of a long ramp. I will give him this credit. So the guy in front, like, pulls his boat out, but then he wants to back into a spot that's next to the ramp. So he doesn't like pull up to where Juice can like pull get up and then you. Back me down. And yeah. He just sits there. So Juice tries to do the 45 degree and then the 90 degree to hit the ramp. First time ever, mind you. And he does not hit the ramp. Doesn't even come close to getting to the ramp. Anyway, after about three attempts, now you've got the entire 12 boat field that's basically standing there watching him with my boat and truck that's perpendicular to the ramp. Now it's like a T, like here's the boat, here's the ramp. And he has managed, instead of going like this onto the ramp, he has managed to go and now it's basically sideways on the ramp.
So he Austin powered it.
it was at this point that I heard one of these gentlemen, I mean, old school is classic bass guys you can get, go, I don't know who the hell they are, but either of them sure can back a damn trailer. And now I see Juice's hand out the window, just the frustrated hand, just the what the hell hand coming out the window. So then another guy chirps in, hey, that thing launches better on the cement than it does the gravel. Mind you, we don't know who any of these people are. Now they're all just watching so the system.
Oh, God. Did you, more importantly, did you guys get your ass kicked or what?
No, so it gets even better than this then. So we get in. Like I said, everyone was great. It was easy. But it's a smaller lake. It's like one of your lakes right there, right?
Yeah.
And I have been on a live scope kick. So I had a minnow for Juice and a jerk bait for Juice, knowing full well he was going to stand and watch me fish the majority of the time because it's hard to dual scope at a derp.
Yeah.
And I had a minnow and a jerk bait. So it's an idle only lake. So it's an idle start. So he just says, no one run anybody over, be back in at 8:30
and go.
Yeah. Well, everyone just goes poof right to the banks. Well, me, in the fancy wrap boat, I go right to the dead middle of the lake and start live scoping. So the whole feet, like everyone could just look out, like, you know, everyone kind of gets lost in the bank and stuff. No, here's me dead middle of, I mean, could not get any more middle around nothing because I'd caught some fish there previous trips. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm tracking.
And it was at this point that I turned to Juice and I was like, you know, we're totally screwed right now. And he's like, why? I said, because if we don't catch anything tonight, I said, they all just watched us do figure eights in the middle of the lake for 2 hours. And I'm the fancy bass boat guy that comes in and just gets my ass kicked. I said, and if we catch him, they're all going to hate us because it was clear that all I did was live scope in the middle of the lake.
Exactly. While
they went up and actually fished. I was like, we're screwed either way here.
So and
we ended up catching 1 4-pounder. Fish were finicky. They weren't, it wasn't like I just couldn't get them dialed in. I had a couple like bum rush my bait that were real good ones, had the potential for a good sack. Anyway, we ended up having one. It was only a 4-fish tournament. So I thought, just like everyone normally does at a jackpot, you drop your partner off, you get trailer the boat, get the bag, put the fish in it. I didn't know that everybody beaches their boat in this deal. And then it's like the most supportive Wednesday night jackpot I've ever seen, where they all stand around until the winners have been announced and applaud them and all that. Well, I didn't know this, so I dropped Juice off. Once I heard the weight that we weren't going to get a check, chucked the 4-pounder. He comes back with the truck. Hard to see that this big truck without these lights on this ramp. So now they get to watch this procession try to go down while they're literally all with their boats beached, wondering why I'm the only asshole that hasn't freaking beached my boat to go congratulate the winners. And then Juice peels out and we leave without saying a word to anybody.
Oh, you guys did it. You guys did it wrong, man. That's outstanding.
So that was the Wednesday nighter.
Perfect. Holy smokes, dude. That's
I can't wait to go back next Wednesday, though. I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to it.
But will they accept you?
Oh, absolutely. We freaking zeroed, and they don't think we know how to put a boat in the water.
Well, that's perfect then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Completely non-threatening.
Yeah, exactly. They'll be like, hey, guys, hey, come on. You want us to help you back down?
So that was my story.
That's funny, man.
Also, funny. Just as a little note, I don't know if any of you guys could get your hands on this, but Swan Creek Candle Company, if you guys are into like the scentsy things, this is dark chocolate and bourbon. I had it right here because I was going to put it in. These are unbelievable wax melts, completely unrelated to anything else. They just happen to be sitting on the table.
Yeah, that was very random. But very, very good.
Do you have any like embarrassing tournament stories, Frank? Because that was like, I kind of churched up the story a little bit, but that's basically how it went down. No, that is how it went down. Now I'm trying to. That is exactly how it went down.
Yeah, I have some. I have one in particular that involved my father, of all things. My dad, I have a couple, but this one is kind of funny. My father was the kind of guy that if he saw, the infomercial from the helicopter lure,
mm-hmm.
he was all in and probably a year's salary is going to buy helicopter lures. So that's he had a severe problem like that. So oh my gosh. So the reality of it was that we go to this lake, and I have to keep the lake nameless, but we go to this lake, and in our area, anybody who's anybody is fishing this team event. So I told my father, I said, just sit in the boat and
mm-hmm.
smile and talk, and we're going to have a fog delay. So don't, we're not getting out of the boat 100 times. We're not, So one of the guys, we're all in this cove, and it's completely fogged in. Nobody's going anywhere. So there's guys on their trolling motors, boat to boat, bullshitting. One guy picks up his fishing rod and he's tuning a crankbait. He's literally almost right next to us. Hey, Frankie, how's it going? Good. This is my dad, blah, blah, blah. And he's pitching out his crankbait, tuning it up. And my dad goes, give me my rod. And I'm like, no. I said, no, you're not doing that. Don't tell me what I could do. I'm your father. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God. And he's got an old Ambassador 4500 on a 5.5 foot pistol grip, red rod to match the stupid reel. And he goes, give me that rod. I'm going to make a cast. And I'm like, oh my God. So he stands up, dude, and he goes to make with the pistol grip. He goes to make this mammoth bomb of a cast, right? Rod, reel, everything goes flying out of his hands, and everybody is there, like literally guys are ducking out of the way, the rod's flying through the air, boosh, in the water it goes, down to the bottom it's going. My dad goes, get us over there, we got to get that rod back. I go, we're never getting it back, we're never getting it back. Get the boat over there. And he's like stern and he's loud and so I'm like, oh my God. So here I am in front of all these people and I get a spoon out, a Hopkins spoon, and I'm dragging the bottom trying to snag this freaking rod. One of my buddies goes, I'll help you out, Frank. I saw the whole thing. I think I know right where it went. I'll help you out. And so we're in the fog, and I'm just like, my head's like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My buddy snags the rod. He snagged it right by the level wind on the reel.
Oh.
And he goes, I think I got it. And he's reeling it in. And I swear to God, the tip of the rod comes out first like that. You know what I mean? And my dad's like, I knew we'd get it. I knew right where it was. You know what I mean? I'm sitting here going, oh,
this is holy. Vintage. This is where you looked like this probably then, right?
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, that's what I say. Yeah, I mean, I'm serious, like just to put it in a time perspective.
Yeah, yeah. And so that was the one thing. Well, my dad and I wound up, I took second or third place. And I said, and everybody would weigh in one or two fish in the lake. And I said, I'm going to figure this lake out. I think it was like in 1995 or 96. I said, I'm going to figure this lake out and I'm never going to lose a tournament here again. And he goes, oh yeah, you think you're at, you know how it is. So I went there and I figured it out, and I have won every single tournament I've ever fished on that lake since 96. But it
how
was
many is that?
It was a Walker. Lot of tournaments. I don't know how many, but it was a lot. And but yeah, I couldn't believe it, dude. Everybody, you know how it is in the fog, you guys. Everybody's mm-hmm. right. You're like, you're up close and personal. You're all, hey, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Hey, you want a coffee? No, I'm good. I got one. You know what I mean? And my dad, give me that rod. And I'm like, no, because my dad hunted. He didn't fish.
Yeah.
Okay. He fished because I fished. And it was just, I was like, holy shit, man.
Brett says, he said, I remember my first Thursday nighter. We were in high school and only unhooked one strap off the back and was complete idiots. I think we've all.
I've done that.
I mean, yeah. Who among us hasn't been trying to power unload the vessel and then realize, oh, crap, we're still hooked up?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I've done that, dude. That and was going to be worse my next.
Because usually the boat gets over one of the bunks and then you can't center it back because you've been power trying to get it off of the bunks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nightmare. Especially one is the worst.
One is the worst, dude. That was going to be my next story.
When did you do that?
I did that recently, like within the last few years. I was in a big hurry. I undid one strap. Back down the ramp like my ass was on fire, made sure it was nice and deep, and the boat just goes ding. I'm like, oh my god, you know what I mean? It was horrible. But anyhow,
do you have any I mean, obviously the biggest one is drain plugs, but I don't have any crazy drain plug stories.
Oh, I got a great one. Oh, I got a great one. So
hey folks, next Thursday, 8:30 a.m., the topic will be natural lakes, breaking down natural lakes. We're past the midway point here, and Frank's about to dive in on a great story. We're not getting into tips and tactics. It's chaos story time with Uncle Frank.
I do have that show ready.
So that'll be next Thursday.
Absolutely.
If you're good with that.
Yeah, natural lakes. I got a couple of DMs from some people, and they really wanted natural lakes. So I sat down and got it going, and then we were gonna do that today, but we're running out of time, so we're not gonna.
Okay, Frank, drain plug story.
Okay, so everybody knows I steelhead fish. So there's. Some of the rivers around here, you can bass boat them to a certain point, then you can't get your boat any farther. And so I launched the bass boat in a lot of them, and I, you know, cast crankbaits and stuff for steelhead. It's a lot of fun. So we had a run of coho salmon come in this one river. So I am like all about it. I'm going salmon fishing and I'm going to obliterate them. And so I'm in a hurry. I tell my buddy, just slide me off the trailer. Don't monkey around. I'll idle back to the bank. I'll pick you up. So just bump me off, park the truck, lock it and get in the thing. We're going to go, we're going to kill them today. So he's like, yeah, all right, man. So he bumps me off the trailer. I beach the boat right away. He comes in, he drops me off. You know, I back up and I'm pushing to get out of the little canal we launched in. I'm pushing to get out. I get out on the main river and all of a sudden I look down in my boat and there's water in the hole of my boat, there's water. I'm like, oh shit, I forgot the plug. So I try to reach down over the transom, but you know how when the transoms go like that, you can't get your arm under there.
Yep.
So I'm like, holy shit, I got it. I said, I got a great idea. I said, there's a sandbar up there. I'm going to go to the sandbar. I'm going to beach the boat. And then I'll get out on the sandbar and I'll get a little wet, but who cares, right? So swear to God, I zoom that boat, boom, I beach it up on the sandbar. I'm like, sweet. And I can literally see the sandbar all the way around the boat. Dude, I jump off the side of the boat and I go up to my neck in water.
Drop off.
There was a little plunge hole where all the sand washed away. And I, dude, it was like going through a manhole cover. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh my God. I was sopped, dude, soaking wet. It was like November out. It was brutal, man.
And you thought it was going to be what, shin high?
I figured it would be tops knee high.
It was neck high,
dude. I went down and I never touched the bottom. I was like, oh shit, and you know what I mean. And then
did you at least get the plug in?
Yeah, I got the plug in and dried off the best of my ability and fished all day, and we caught a bunch of salmon too, although I got probably hypothermic from it.
Some of those are the best stories though, the disasters.
Oh, dude, it was a disaster.
Like, you got to have stuff to kind of razz your friend about. You got to have stuff to be like, remember that time? Like, if it was just, if everything went perfect and we caught him every single time, there'd be no excitement.
Oh, yeah, straight up. So my son, Josh, Josh is a good fisherman. Frankie's what I call a real fisherman. Frankie's got the game down.
Yeah.
You know, Josh is a great fisherman, but he gets caught. Okay. Like he got into the swim bait craze at one point in time. And so he's got all these Huddlestons and all this crap that where we live, you're never throwing them. You're never throwing them. So you're wasting your time, you know? So he got into this punch fest where all he wanted to do is go punch. We got to go punching, Dad. We got to go punching. And I said, we're not going to go punching. We're going to go offshore fishing. So I got this lake where I catch them really good on big cranks and Carolina rigs. Right. So we go there and they suck the water out of the lake early and we couldn't get the boat in. So I'm like, I guess we're going punching. And he's like, yeah, we're going punching. So we drive another hour to a place that I know is punch worthy. And of course, we get out there and I've got my rods and everything. And what happened was, because we were only going offshore fishing, I just brought my Carolina rig rods. I brought, you know, my cranking rods. And he had the same. Okay. So my real punching rod is at home because I had no intent of going anywhere to punch anything. So I just took it out of the boat and put it at home. So we got, I still have, you know, a 7.5 foot Carolina rig rod. That's decent stiffness. It was a Powell 765 with 50 pound braid. I could punch with that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Dude, we go out there and I put the 3/4 ounce punch weight on. I put my money craw on and I just go, well, let's see if it's going to happen. And I set the hook, dude. I got like this 5 or 6 pounder and he's got that Carolina rig rod bowed to the cork and it's cutting grass with the line and everything else. And Josh is like, oh my God, you know? So swear to God. So we're moving real slow at this point in time. And there is literally a beer can in the water, half filled with water. So it's, you know, it's just the part of the can sticking up out of the water. So Josh goes, wonder if there's one on the beer can. And I go, punch it. You know what I mean? So he literally punches out right next to the can, goes down, and he's like, and he's loaded up, and he's going, I got one. I go, get him in here, man. So he gets it in, and I'm laughing my ass off. I'm like, well, we just got to go around looking for beer cans, I guess. Mm-hmm. Okay. Swear to God, we're working down the grass bed. I catch a couple more. He gets one on, and he thinks he's got mono on. He reels down, and he jacks the fish, and he breaks the braid, because literally he probably had 5 feet of line out. So I'm like, you don't do that with braided line, okay? So I re-rig him up everything, and listen to this. There's another beer can. He goes, Dad, there's a beer can. I want to cast on the beer can. I go, Have at it, dude. Damn it if he doesn't catch another one on the beer can.
Wow.
We found 3 cans. He caught a fish off of each can. I was like, what the hell, dude?
I like it. That'll be episode 159.
Beer can pattern.
Yeah,
the beer can pattern. 159. But
man.
Crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah. Scott says 30 pack up.
Yeah, exactly. What you going down the lake like this? What are you doing? I'm pre-fishing for tomorrow.
Oh my gosh. All right. On that note, a little bit of housekeeping this week. I'm wearing the last merch drop, the day four, the loaded to the cork, as you can see. The 14th, today is the 11th, through the 14th is the last day that you can get any of the new Frank Scalish Signature Series merch on BassZone.com under the Shop BTL tab. I would also encourage everyone to pick up a BTL Support St. Jude t-shirt as well. If you went into the other BTL merch, it's there through the 14th. This is all of Frank's Signature Series stuff that we have been talking about, and Frank has been designed, and we've been wearing, and we've been, yeah. I don't know. You want to do anything you want to say that helps people?
Pull up the smallmouth shirt.
Okay.
I can't help it, but the smallmouth is my favorite. It should be, zoom in on that critter. That's my favorite shirt right there. All you guys that live on the Great Lakes and smallmouth fish, you got to have that. Either that or the one with all three on it.
Yeah. So there's the smallmouth. And have you washed yours yet?
Yeah, I've washed mine now about 5 times.
Does not shrink?
No. No.
Okay.
No. And the collar is still good on it.
Yep.
Which is what I really love that.
And with the signature underneath there. So here's the way it does. So that shop closes on the 14th, and then they print everything. So that's why it's like a one-time run. It's called a pop-up store. And then 10 to 14 days after the store closes, they get everything. That's when your orders will ship.
Yeah, because I got mine right after the Classic. But I didn't get them yet. I got an
email. You ordered. Yeah, I don't know. You do realize that, like, we get that, like, at cost since it's our clothing, right, Frank?
Well, yeah, I do, but I didn't bother with that. I just ordered them and then got my St. Jude shirt. I didn't know they were going to come in. They were going to run them and then get all the orders, then print them and send them out. Because I wanted to wear the St. Jude shirt.
Yeah, I know. I should have said it. Does say all orders will be processed after store closes.
Right, but you know how
please allow 10 to 15 days after the business.
But you remember when you were in high school and you had to take this big test and they said, read all the instructions first, and nobody read shit. They just started taking the test. Oh,
great. Juice is not happy with me.
Oh, he'll survive. He'll survive.
He said,
what did he say? Thanks a lot, Matt.
That's literally what he said. Thanks for
nothing.
Me, called me a couple words that we can't say on air. It wasn't that bad.
I think you need a new Wednesday night partner.
No, he's you got those dudes that you know you're gonna just fish with the rest of your life, regardless of whether you catch 30 pounds every time or regardless of whether you zero every time.
Or jackknife a trailer in the.
Yeah. Juice is a ride or die.
I got it. I'm tracking, man.
I got to deal with that for the rest of my life in the boat.
Well, the irony is when all three of us went out, I mean, I'm going to go on Juice's defense for just a second.
Oh, great. Here we go.
I am. Just a second. He wheels his boat and trailer around like it's nothing. In and out. When you get into a brand new vehicle that you've never been in before, and Matt, your truck is sizable, and so its turning radiuses are different mm-hmm. on it. Just like my Ram's got a different turning radius than my brother's F-250s. And so when I back up with his F-250s, it's different than backing up with my Ram. Okay.
Yeah.
So I get that. And then if you add, you know, you're trying to whittle through people in the parking lot backwards, you're not familiar with that turning radius. You could get in trouble in a hurry. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm just Juice. Got your back, Bo. Got your back.
Okay. That's enough positive talk. back to selling t-shirts, Frank. So
what?
No. So anyway, the store's open through this weekend, the 14th. There's been a bunch of people that have already ordered. We've gotten comments. We've seen the sales. Much appreciated. And that's that.
No, that's not that. I thought we have congratulations to send out.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I mean, come on, dude.
It's a little shout-out section of the show.
We're going to do a shout-out. You want to shout it out?
No. They're a fan of you and Day 4. Like, they just use me to get to you. Ah,
so you're the middleman.
But I think I got the... I got the invite.
You got the invite because you're going to be in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I would have to travel 17 hours just to get in the neighborhood.
I hear you.
We're going to do a shout out to Brianna and Brandon on their wedding. Congratulations, guys.
I think they're getting married in September.
Yeah. Thanks for
watching. Around the Day 4 lacrosse area.
Right on.
Thanks for Day 4 fans of you.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it. Look at that. We did a shout out, a wedding day shout out.
He did. And now let's pick a winner for today's.
All right, here we go.
#7. So I'm going to go all the way to the top of the comments.
Okay, before you start scrolling, this is a must. Whoever we call out today must email Matt.
Bastone.com, MATT at Bastone.com, because are you mailing these out personally?
Yeah, I'm going to mail them out personally.
Okay.
I have them all at home.
International winners are encouraged. I'm just kidding.
I don't care.
Oh, you'll mail it international.
And then
Bill Luernet, right?
No. Bracco? No.
Oh, that's 100% a business expense on their end, Frank.
It's a tax deduction.
You know the value you bring to the brand?
I bring a lot of value to a lot of things. Okay, spin it.
Scroll it. Get all the way to the top. So,
and then I just say stop.
Yeah, and I'm just going to scroll. As long as it's a worthwhile comment. Listen, I understand that there are systems that can just pick a random comment. I haven't spent the 6 minutes to learn that yet.
We're going old school. So get to the top and you tell me when
I'm at it. I'm just randomly scrolling.
Stop.
It's Jim G. Lopez Fishing.
All right, Jim G.
So Jim, loyal listener of Day 4, email matt@bassone.com.
We have a winner. Jim G. Lopez Fishing.
Yep.
All right.
That color number?
7.
7. Matt@bassone.com.
Too easy. I got some things coming down the pipe, guys. Starting in May, we're going to start breaking a signature series line of crankbaits.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's next month. That's, dude, how do you casually mention that 55 minutes into a show, Frank?
Because it's just all it is it's a teaser. It's just a teaser. I know.
Okay.
I mean,
that's big news. I feel like that should, we should have like been pumping this up for a month. Do you know when the KVD's Frank Scaler's custom painted jitterbugs are going to be?
No, I don't. But they're,
we got to get that. We got to be doing that because we're going to try to get Kevin on the show as well. Now he's filming for his KVD experience. But
the KVD experience.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good.
So do I. Let me ask you this, just angler to angler. Now I feel bad. Should I backtrack on what I said to Juice and be like, I just did, or should I double down and be like, learn how to back a dang trailer?
Oh, double down.
Double down on it?
Double down. Give poor Juice an ulcer.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you guys are close enough friends where I think boundaries can be crossed.
All right. I think that covers it. That was a good one, man. I was not sure. I thought we were going to lose that show there for a couple times, but we wrangled it back in, and we have a great show for next week. Listen, I've been getting some day four with Frank show suggestions. So those will get forwarded on to Frank. Love hearing the viewer feedback, the viewer comments on what you guys like. It seems like getting into the weeds with some of the stories. I enjoy that. So you just have to humor us if you're here to actually learn the stuff. But I think most of the people enjoy that stuff, Frank.
It's fun. It's all fun. I mean, look, it's real. I mean, it's real. I mean, the stories are stuff that really happened, and there's tons of them. Some are not fit for the air, for the airwaves. But some are, and the comments on the DMs I get on story ideas, I save them all, and that's why we're doing Natural Lakes, because I got more than one on that, and so I think we need to touch on it, and there's some things to be learned by on it, so we'll be good.
Next week's like, welcome to day four, go, and then I put you full screen, and you have maps and notes and all sorts.
Yeah,
of stuff.
I'm gonna, since I have more time to prepare now, I'll do some diagrams.
I like it. All right, let me get this queued up because that only means one thing. Oh, I queued it up right at the end of the song, so now there's like a 2 second pause before it starts again. There it is, right there. You hear it?
I hear it.
All right, this has been another edition of Day 4 with the man, Frank Scaler. Same place, same time next week. You got anything else to add, Frank?
Nada. Now I'll be posting fish pictures after this deluge we get leaves.
All right. We'll see everybody next week here on Bass Talk Live.